A federal judge in Florida has ruled that the state's ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. That makes Florida the 16th state to do so. Like several state district judges who made similar rulings earlier this year, the decision was immediately stayed. As WLRN's Wilson Sayre reports, this makes the event bittersweet for the plaintiffs.
In his decision overturning the state's ban on gay marriage, U.S. District Judge Robert Hinkle wrote, "Observers who are not now of age will wonder just how those views could have been held. Views that say gay marriage should not be recognized in the state of Florida." Christian Ulvert and his partner, who live in Miami, are together one of the eight couples who sued top state officials over the constitutional amendment that forced them to get married in Washington, D.C.
It's frustrating because I was born and raised here. This is the state I love, I grew up in, and I decided to live here. But yet when it came to deciding to get married to the person that we love, we had to travel outside of Florida. That's the wrong message to send loving couples.
Ulvert says after all that, now he'd just like his marriage to be recognized in Florida. But he knows even after this victory, he may have to wait a while. State Attorney Pam Bondi will more than likely appeal the decision. The federal Supreme Court, though, is expected to take up one or more cases dealing with same-sex marriage when its next session starts in October. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.
Attorneys for suspended Miami Lakes Mayor Michael Pizzi filed with the Florida Supreme Court yesterday, asking the court to force Governor Rick Scott to reinstate Pizzi in his old job. Earlier this month, Pizzi was cleared by a federal jury of seven corruption-related charges brought on by an undercover FBI investigation. Pizzi contends he should be allowed to serve out his term that ends in 2016. Current Mayor Wayne Slayton says he has no intention of stepping aside. The National Hurricane Center issued a statement yesterday encouraging residents to be wary of long-range projections that go beyond what the science can offer. And in today's update from the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network, meteorologist Jeff Huffman says this is especially true with a system that hasn't even developed yet.
Forecast models for an area of investigation, such as Invest 96, are not very reliable at this point because the model needs to take into account the storm's strength, speed, and size before it can accurately project where it will go. And we have none of those yet. Nonetheless, tropical storm formation is still likely within the next few days, especially as the system moves north to Puerto Rico this weekend, where it should encounter a more favorable environment. Invest 96 is still a system that bears watching, and until it matures and more reliable forecast data can be made on its track, I encourage all of our listeners to stay tuned. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Jeff Hoffman.
And remember the story of rapper Jay-Z and singer Beyonce making a trip to Cuba? Well, according to the U.S. Treasury Department's Inspector General, that trip last year was legal under rules allowing educational travel to the island. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.